Topic 1. Eat a great blood sugar balancing breakfast within 1.5 hours of waking. What constitutes a blood sugar balancing breakfast, John?
Okay, Geraldine, so anything that's got omega-3 fatty acids, protein, and live food, those are the three components that can help nourish your body, turn off your fat programs, and balance your blood sugar. So we have lots of good recipes in the members area that will show you, give you ideas of what you can eat. So a perfect example is if you had eggs, for example, with salad and sprinkled some chia seeds on it. The other one is Johnny Chow, and which has some sort of protein powder, a non-dairy milk, like a nut milk, and some fruits and some nuts and seeds and some chia seeds. So with all that, you've got a live component, you've got a protein component, and you've got an omega-3. And that's going to keep your blood sugar stable for hours.
What if I'm not hungry?
Okay, that's a really good question, Geraldine. And the answer is, in the beginning, when your fat programs are on, you're typically not hungry in the morning, but then you get junk food, sugar type cravings for a donut or something around 11 o'clock. You also get tired around 3 o'clock and have sugar cravings. Then you're usually hungry at night. If all those things are present, if you're getting sugar cravings at 3 o'clock or junk food cravings at 3 o'clock or 11 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock or late night or really any time at all, if that's happening, then it's really important to eat this blood sugar balancing breakfast. It's going to make all the difference. It will set you up so that you won't get those cravings later in the day. If at a certain point when you've addressed the issues that are causing your body to hold on to weight, you aren't hungry because your body wants to lose weight, that's a different story. So if you find you're not hungry, and then you're not eating and you're not getting sugar cravings or you're not getting tired or moody or any of those indications of low blood sugar, then it's okay to not eat. But in the beginning, you have to sort of do it just to take care of the basic nourishment and blood sugar issues. And then maybe after a month or so, you can try again to see if by not eating in the morning, it doesn't cause any sugar cravings in the afternoon. So you got to kind of play around with it. But you do get to a certain point, Geraldine, where once your body legitimately wants to lose weight, you don't have to sort of force yourself either to eat certain snacks or eat a breakfast, you know, a really good breakfast, because your body's going to want to let go of weight. And the best way to let go of weight is it's just not going to be as hungry. So if you're finding that to be the case, then you can sort of back off on it. But for now, it's pretty important.
Why is it necessary for me to have a blood sugar balancing breakfast within the 1.5 hour of waking?
Okay. So typically when, as I mentioned, when the fat programs are on, you're not hungry in the morning. But what happens is around, as the morning progresses, if you don't eat, around 11 o'clock, just or maybe even 12 o'clock, you get a blood sugar plummet. And then you're going to make a bad food choice. You're going to choose either you're going to have some sort of snack like a donut or a pastry, or by the time you get to lunch, you're going to make really bad food choices at lunch. And then that sets you up for these wild blood sugar fluctuations that we just talked about in our lecture. So you have to kind of be in the beginning proactive. And this is being proactive in getting the nourishment that you need and making sure that by the time lunch comes around, you haven't had any pastry cravings, and when you are sitting down to lunch, you make a good food choice. So it kind of sets you up for your day.